Summertime means that everywhere you look, people are out walking, running, and biking. Central Iowa's broad network of trails means that many folks will spend hours out on the trails. A variety of technologies help make the experience of those long bike rides more enjoyable, from backup batteries for smartphones to sophisticated toolkits for repairing tires and chains on the fly. But there's one technology that riders, as well as walkers and runners, need to be very cautious about using. A long and growing list of services promise to help you track your workouts so you can measure the number of calories you burn and share your favorite routes with your friends. These services, some of which are preloaded onto new phones, others of which are available for download in the various app stores, use GPS technology to track your routes down to a margin of error of just a couple of feet. There's nothing wrong with using these tools. In fact, they can be great for motivation and accountability, both of which can help people stay on track with their fitness goals. But it's very important to avoid sharing too many of your routes with other people. Generally, you should be offered a choice when recording a workout whether to make it public or private. Please, please make it private, especially if it's a route you take routinely or if it's one that starts and stops from home. Obviously, it's no big secret if you're going on Ragbri where you're going to start and finish the day's journey. One-time or occasional trips aren't really the concern. The problem is when people, especially women, share the routes they routinely take on bike rides and long-distance walks and runs. Nobody really needs to know when and where you might be out alone, unless they're the people, of course, who are expecting you to come back. And when you're out for a workout, you're especially vulnerable. Many folks listen to music or the radio while they're getting a workout, and that can make them less attentive to their surroundings. And when it's as hot outside as it has been this summer, the only reasonable times to get that exercise are the early morning and late evening hours, when the temperatures fall and the shadows are long. Moreover, most people tend to take a finite number of familiar paths, which means it's not hard to piece together an accurate prediction about where you'll probably go in the future if you've left behind a detailed record of where you have gone in the past. This is not to say that there's a potential creep, mugger, or rapist lurking behind every tree or privacy fence, but attempts at assaults and abductions have been reported even in the last few weeks in Des Moines and the suburbs, and there is quite frankly no reason to share GPS-accurate maps of your activity with every creepy ex, workplace weirdo, and internet-savvy stalker out there. Just because you can share doesn't necessarily mean you should. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.